106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Are you in a relationship with a guy or girl? If you're, in a same-sex marriage where you can't get them to propose? Well, Katie says that she has found a list of 9 ways that you can get that stubborn partner of yours to propose. But she says it's bad advice. Now, before we get into whether or not this is bad advice, I would just like to remind everyone, including Katie, married twice, proposed to 0.
That is right.
So it seems like you're not the best messenger. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
for advice, whether it's good or bad.
On how to get proposed
to. On how to get proposed to.
If you hear this list, I think you're very much going to be on my side.
All
now,
right.
This is from an actual website. It's called Thought Catalog. And it has articles about relationships, health, self-improvement, TV and movies. Prime even advertises on this website. It's legitimate.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Here are the 9 ways to get your boyfriend to propose to you according to Thought Catalog.
All right.
Guilt trip him.
Oh, we're off to a bad start. we are off to a very bad start.
Number two.
Guilt trip him?
Yeah. That was number one. Number two, use sex.
Oh, my God.
Trap him.
It says, have the threesome he's always wanted. Make it contingent on a proposal.
What?
This one is wild, and I don't know how you do this without faking it. Number three, get really sick.
Like how sick? Like cancer?
It says, tell him your doctor said you have a rare blood disorder.
Jesus!
Oh, my God!
Number four, get his mom on board.
I mean, I guess maybe. In some cultures, maybe that would be effective.
Number five, get his sister on board, too.
Okay.
Number six, I can tell you for sure this one doesn't work. Cry. Number seven, guilt trip him again. Number eight, just go ahead and book the venue.
Oh, my God.
And number nine, also buy the dress.
Okay. I was wrong. You were right. This is bad advice.
Yeah.
Even somebody who's never been proposed to knows this is bad advice. Buy the dress. Buy the dress so that what? He just comes home one day and you're standing there in a wedding dress with no ring on your finger? You look like a crazy person.
I mean, book the venue seems even crazier.
Even crazier.
Because that puts a time stamp on it. You
right.
know, now we have a date.
Right.
Yeah. Now, although, you know what? Maybe you were right at the beginning. Maybe was never proposed to because I didn't do these things.
Which one of those 9 ways that you can get somebody to propose to you, which one do you think? Take out the mom and the sister because those are semi-normal thoughts.
Okay.
All right, so now there's 7. Which of those 7 crazy, crazy advice tips would you have done?
Probably guilt trip.
How would that go?
It'd probably be like, I guess I kind of did this to my husband a little bit.
Huh. Which one?
The second one.
Okay.
My current husband. Because we'd already bought a house together.
Okay.
And so I was like, listen, we bought a house together. Like, obviously, we're staying together.
Right.
And I don't know what it is about me that makes you not want to marry me, but...
You did say that to him?
I probably. I don't remember doing it, but I probably
did. That's more of a confrontation. A guilt one would be, you know, everybody that I talk to says I'm crazy for buying a house with my boyfriend. Like, that's probably a little bit more of a guilt trip. Or what Kevin does... And Kevin and I are not even in a romantic relationship, but I want to propose to him when he's scrolling through social media in the studio and he goes,
Oh, yeah.
And I go, what's wrong? And he goes, another one of my friends is getting married.
Everybody.
Having kids.
That's a guilt trip.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes me want to hop on Amazon and at least get the boy a ring.
So then what would you describe it? What I did?
That's more of a confrontation.
Okay.
That's more of a having a real talk. That's because that's a legitimate point you brought up.
Okay.
You know? I'm shocked that you wouldn't
and probably
try to
cry.
Yeah, there it is. It's just
about...
or use sex. Not the threesome part of it, but just be like reminders like, you're never going to get anything better than this.
I mean, I was probably saying that anyway.
Or,
and that had nothing to do with getting married. That was just, yeah. I just want to remind you.
Stop halfway through.
You've got it.
Yep. Stop halfway through and being like, I just want to remember this moment before I get proposed to, because it's beautiful, but it's always going to be better when this ring finger has a ring on it. It's called a ring finger for a reason.
What if I just pop around a corner and just go, I do? And he'll go, what?